Humans have been using ground cover to stay warm and for insulation since the beginning. Military personnel, as well as people in survival situations, have practiced stuffing grasses and pine boughs, leaves, and that sort of thing, into their clothing if they were caught short. When I lived in Alaska and did a few trips across the Arctic, I met an Inupiat Eskimo, an elder of a village, a bush community, that showed me a document. There wasn't any grammar in it. It was just words run together. But it had been written out to help the younger folks either learn or at least know and remember some of the things that the elders used to do. In one part of that book, there was a pamphlet or manual, I should say. There was a section on if you're caught in inclement weather and you're out hunting and you can't make it back to camp, that you should stuff your clothes with grasses. And of course, they went on to say, hopefully in most situations, you'd have two layers, so you wouldn't have to have some of those prickly grasses right next to your skin. But in a survival situation, that wouldn't matter, and you or I would do it. But humans have been using ground cover for hundreds of years. We've seen beautiful log cabins constructed by people without even any tools, hardly. And more recently, we see enormous structures created out of basically ground cover, except the ones we see more recently are a result of huge swaths of beautiful forest that have been clear cut and the trees then sent to a mill, and structures, homes, businesses, offices, churches, schools become our refuge and our shelter, basically to insulate us and protect us from the elements. So ground cover is not a new thing. But the idea of the Inupiat Eskimo stuffing their clothes with grasses and hearing it from this guy just seemed to stick with me. And so I can't really pinpoint an exact time in the last 10 or 20 years where I started to think more and more about this. But I do know that just under a decade ago, I was on a trail in Colorado, and I was given more and more thought to this. And I guess the reason I did is simply because I was on a short backpacking trip, and I was thinking how nice it would be to be like my dog and not have to carry all this stuff. Granted, we have a different engumentary system, a different system of breathing. We don't have the hide, we don't have the insulation they're born with. But I was intrigued by the fact that Barney, my 120-pound Newfoundland mix, was always ready to go and didn't have to carry anything. However, you're right, and you're probably thinking right now, yeah, but what about his food? And that's true. If we went out, I would carry his food, or I would have had to make him wear a backpack. Some of our other four-legged friends don't need anybody to carry anything, and they seem to fare quite well. So anyway, I was a little bit jealous, thinking how nice it would be to just be able to get up, walk into the beautiful sunshine, and should the sunshine turn to dark and cold or nasty, still be able to stay warm and meet that very basic need. And it was about that time that I began experimenting with different ways to use ground cover for that purpose, precisely to stay warm. Now, some years later, Mountain Men has created a number of products that use ground cover, both in survival situations and for people like me in minimalist backpacking situations. You might be familiar with the Barn, which is a large blanket, weighs just about a pound, and will allow you to carry a lot less weight. Plus, you won't have the bulk of things like a sleeping bag, sleeping pad, tent, bivy bag, extra tarps. And we've got a number of products like that. But it should be intriguing to anybody, a minimalist or not, how enormously aware, mindful, and creative people in the past have been using natural insulation and natural materials, especially using it in such a way that is good stewardship. Today we live in a world where the desires for show and luxury are infinite, and yet they require finite resources. So we're going to follow this podcast up, and you'll also see it in blog posts and on our website, with other hopefully inspirational notes and messages that might help you to start redirecting your focus and your thoughts, not just in how you backpack, but in how you live. There's one planet. You've probably seen the bumper sticker. There's no planet B. And we know that we face enormous challenges. Solutions to those challenges begin with individuals. And I hope you'll join me in this quest for minimalism. In addition to doing what is right for others and for this place that we call home, there are enormous intangible benefits. A peace and a contentment, increased desires for things like empathy and kindness and gentleness. And minimalism has many, many benefits that we will cover in subsequent podcasts. But we're glad I'm glad you're here with me today, and I hope these have given you a little bit of food for thought. So eat up, and cheers to you on the trail.